He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the November 5th. It's the post-election edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, so far the market has had a positive reaction to the election yesterday. The S&P 500 is out of the gate. It's up 6 points, now 7, 2018. A little volatility this morning. Futures were up about 90 to 100, and now the Dow's up just half that. It's up 46 points. We're at 17,430, but if I'm not mistaken, that's record highs on the Dow and the S&P 500, with the S&P 500 now at 2,018 and the Dow at 17,430. The NASDAQ, on the other hand, up about 4 points is all. The NASDAQ is at 4,627. Oil pretty much where it ended yesterday, which was a new 52-week low. $77.27 per barrel is where oil is right now. Good news for the consumer, however. More money floating around in your pocket. You know, spend, spend, spend. This is the month that we start thinking about the holiday season, and it won't be long. Gold is at 1143. Gold did not like the results of the election last night. Gold hasn't had much to cheer about at all recently. The ending of quantitative easing, the rising of the U.S. dollar, a little bit better budgets, not as big a deficit as we once had, but still a massive deficit. Gold's at 1143, the euro at 1.248, the 10-year yield at 2.36% this morning. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, you know, you have to say, is the market, how is the market going to take what's happened this week in the elections? Will it react more to the fact that the Republicans did score a big victory in the national elections? Or is it a matter of just having that uncertainty out of the way? Markets don't like uncertainty. And we have had that element of uncertainty here for the last few months. And now at least that uncertainty has gone away with who the players will be. The next bit of uncertainty is what or won't they accomplish going forward. The Republicans have always been viewed as being more business friendly than the Democrats, and you would think that that would be good for the market. But then you have to say that the market's done just fine over the last 5 years under the Democrats. And then there are those that would say, well, without the Fed, which is neutral, supposedly, the market and the economy wouldn't have done much. So it remains to be seen what impact that this has on the markets. But I would say that it definitely tilts toward being positive. You would think like medical device stocks maybe. I know that's one of the top priorities of the Republicans is to repeal the medical device tax, which is a controversial tax that was thrown in into the Obamacare package. That seems to be a top priority, so I'll keep my eye on some of those medical device stocks. We have one here in San Diego, NuVasive, N-U-V-A, which makes devices for the spine. I see it's been reacting here pretty well recently, and we'll look at some other medical device stocks as a possible beneficiary of the change in Congress. Oil and gas pipeline stocks could also benefit from a more oil-friendly Congress. We'll keep our eye on those pipeline stocks going forward to see if maybe there's some opportunity there. I continue to own Magellan Midstream Partners, and I can't really say that it's jumping off the page here since the election. But I would think that there would be a little bit more oil-friendly environment going forward. We may see an attempt at tax reform, which would be, I think, a positive for the market. It's long overdue. It would help make America be a little bit more competitive on the world stage. We talked earlier in the week about how November through April are already a favorable time for the market historically. If you read the Stock Traders Almanac, that period of time has averaged about 7% over the long haul. And you throw in a midterm election like we had this week, and it goes up to 16.3% during that six-month period of time. And as I said yesterday, that would take us north of 20,000 on the Dow by April 30th of next year. Now, I don't particularly see that, but I still do see a favorable environment for stocks. We might, well, on the other hand, I think some of the areas that could come under a little bit of pressure here, and I don't know how much, but I would think that the alternative energy stocks like wind and solar could come under some pressure as they depend heavily on government subsidies, which may be harder and harder to find from a less alternative energy friendly environment. Wind and solar still only make up about 1 or 2% of the overall energy needs here in America. Will the two sides learn to work together? You know, they haven't worked together at all over the last 4 years. The last 2 years, the Senate being held by the Democrats, the House being held by the Republicans, and obviously a Democrat sitting in the White House. It's just been absolute no compromise, feet dug in the sand. Whoever you want to blame for that, I personally don't see that changing. I don't think the two sides are going to learn to work together. I just think that there's too big of an ideological difference between a President Obama and a Mitchell McConnell and a John Boehner. But maybe, just maybe, in the last 2 years of President Obama's term, they will get something done. There are some big issues on the table, like immigration reform, which would also be beneficial to markets and the economy, just to get that uncertainty out of the way. The jobs numbers continue to come in well. We continue to create jobs. Now, I don't know about the quality of the jobs. I don't know about the pay of those jobs. But we also have been creeping along pretty well in the jobs market. And, of course, that's one of the key indicators that we watch as far as the economy goes, because of a faltering economy will be one of the first signs that the bull market is coming to an end. Now, we are in the sixth year of a bull market. I called it back on March 27th of 2009. I've been bullish ever since, and I can't see really any reason right now to not continue to be bullish, especially when you look across the pond at Europe. You see, they've got a 10.8% unemployment rate, while our unemployment rate is about 5.9%. When you look across the pond, their GDP numbers are 0.8%. Ours are 3.5%. It seems to me that Europe needs to do something pretty drastic. It seems to me that Mario Draghi, the European Central Bank president, is on the hot seat to do something. I think the Europeans have got to be clamoring for something right now to pick them up by the bootstraps and lift them out of the malaise that they find themselves in, a very slow economy and a very high unemployment rate. It seems to me that for now, however, the U.S. continues to be the best place to be invested. If Europe does indeed do something at some point in time with a massive round of quantitative easing, you always want to follow the stimulus, and that may create some opportunity there in Europe. But right now, I think it's a little bit too soon to count on Mario Draghi doing anything, especially as massive as what Japan did And of course, I would say one of the last big factors here is low oil prices. That is putting a lot of money into investors' pockets right now. And I continue to like consumer cyclicals like Papa John's and Domino's Pizza. I see Papa John's reported some great earnings this week. That's a big holding here at Gunderson Capital Management. I found that one using my app as it started to tick higher and higher. Pizza, PZZA. I see Jack in the Box hitting new highs. Other areas where people that are saving money on their commute are suddenly spending a little bit more money at the local pizza shop and other places. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. We took a look at how this week's election might affect various areas of the market, but I would have to say that overall, in aggregate, it's bullish, the results for the market. I think one of the biggest factors is just taking away that uncertainty out of the market, which stocks markets don't really like. And now we have a big chunk of uncertainty out of the equation. And now, of course, the next issue of uncertainty is what will be done and what won't be done, if anything will be done, over the next couple of years. Well, we don't have a lot of control over that, but we can look to the circumstances in the world today where we have $77 per barrel oil. And again, that's another pressure point for the wind and solar stocks. They like high oil prices because then people flock to buy, solar, or they flock to buy electric cars. Prius sales are down considerably since oil prices have dropped. SUV sales, on the other hand, have risen considerably. So oil does play a big role in our life, the price thereof, and what we're paying at the pump, because that's a big expense for a lot of families. It's a big expense for a lot of businesses, too. The airline stocks continue to flourish. I continue to own Alaska Air in my portfolios, and I also own Love, which is a Southwest Air, because they are benefiting right now from low oil prices. And those low oil prices bringing down the price at the pump. Now, there's a lot of factors that have created that. You might say we've had a bumper crop of oil this year in America in the last couple of years with the fracking boom, whether it's Wyoming, whether it's North Dakota, whether it's Texas, whether it's Louisiana, whether it's Pennsylvania. We found that America still has a heck of a lot of oil and a heck of a lot of natural gas. And what happens when there's a bumper crop of corn? Corn prices go down. It's a supply-demand equation. And while we've had a bumper crop of oil here in America, we've also had a decreasing of demand because of slowness in Europe and other factors. You've got ISIL selling oil for half the price on the black market over in the Middle East. And all this has put downward pressures on oil, but it's put a few extra bucks into investors' pockets. I started tweeting and noticing I'm going to look at the tweet feed here on Pizza Papa John's, which is headquartered in Louisville, Kentucky. Papa John's 1 year ago was ranked number 45 in my app, and it's been at or near the top 100 for quite some time now. And I sent out a tweet earlier this year, back in, September 19th of 2014, about 2 months ago. I said, I just featured pizza on my radio show. I am long, number 121 overall. And then I featured it, obviously, and you can click there and watch my analysis of Papa John's back on September 19th of this year. And then I also reviewed it again a few weeks after that on October the 3rd, and now here we are a month later, and we're going to go over Papa John's once again, why I continue to like it. It was in the news this week. It did report earnings, and it's had a pretty nice breakout here. Since that earnings report, they did beat their earnings bottom line, and they did beat their sales forecast, their top line expectations that the analysts were looking for. Believe it or not, this has been a very good performing stock over the years, a very good performing stock, in fact. While I'm not a fan of the pizza, I am a fan of the stock. Over the last 10 years, Pizza, P-Z-Z-A, which is now almost a $2 billion company, has delivered 18% per year, along with a lot of pepperoni, over the last 10 years. I mean, that's doubling your money every 4 years. Obviously, there's no guarantees going forward. There's no guarantees. Past performance is no indication of future results, but it sure is nice to have past performance on your side. Over the last 5 years, Papa John's has delivered 33% per year. And I guess the cost of delivering pizza has also gone down with gas prices. You've also seen a big drop in commodity prices recently. And Papa John's is pretty commodity intensive. There's a lot of wheat in that dough. And wheat prices have also gone down considerably, along with a lot of other commodity prices, because of a strengthening dollar and other factors. Papa John's, over the last 3 years, if you take a look at where the stock was 3 years ago and where it is today, and you annualize that, it comes out to 38.7% per year. That's more than double what the market has done. And over the last 12 months, it's up 23%, while the market's up only 13%. And I know you're thinking, gee, is this a high-tech stock? Is this a new cure for a new drug, for an old disease? Is this a promising new technology for running cars? This is a pizza joint, right? Well, you know what? Best stocks now come in all shapes, whether it's 12-inch, whether it's 18-inch, whether it's 27 slices or 4 slices, all shapes and sizes. And sometimes it's pizza stocks that shine. Papa John's gets a performance grade of A, and that's when you compare it with all the hot technology stocks and all the high-flying biotechs. Here's just a simple company that's very profitable, that's run well, that makes money and puts money in shareholders' pockets. I like that combination there. Now, performance is nice. We also have to look at valuation, which to me is very, very important. The valuation on Papa John's, when I take a look at their earnings estimates next year of $2.03, multiply them out by 18% per year over the next 5 years, at least that's what the analysts think they'll do, and then I come up with an earnings estimate 5 years from now. I apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for a company in this industry. It's a consumer cyclical. There's a lot of comparables out there to compare it with. I get about an $85 target price on a stock that's currently sitting at $48 per share. It is a small cap. It's aggressive growth. This is not a blue chip stock. This is not a member of the Dow. This is not a company that pays a big fat dividend. No, it's a $2 billion franchisee operating 4,428 pizza restaurants in the U.S. And right now, out of the 3,930 stocks that I follow, which includes indexes, mutual funds, ETFs, but an awful lot of stocks in there, Papa John's comes in at number 70. And that ranking is based on performance and value. I kind of like those top 200 stocks. You can look them up on my app every single day. Go to beststocksnowapp.com or download it on your smartphone from the iTunes Store or the Google Play Store. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter. and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Second half of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. Well, so far we've talked a little bit about what impact this week's elections might have on your portfolio, some of the favorable areas of the market, and some of the ones that might take a little bit of some pressure here because of the results. But I think the biggest factor of all is, you know, taking away that little bit of uncertainty that's been in the market here for quite some time. We talked a little bit about the medical device tax, which seems to be number one on the hit list of Mitch McConnell. So we can take a look. I'll be looking here in coming days at some of the medical device stocks. I can't really think of any top-ranked medical device stocks offhand right now NuVasive has been a pretty good one here in San Diego. The symbol is NUVA, but I'll take a look at some others. And I would think that these alternative energy stocks, you know, they're already reeling and smarting from low oil prices, but they also depend on heavy government subsidies, as do other industries. And they may not be so favorable here going forward. But I think all in all, just looking at the bottom line and how this affects and impacts the stock market, I think this continues to be favorable for the stock market. And all of you who are calling for a collapse of the dollar and roaring inflation and soaring gold and have been wrong for the last 5.5 years, I think this just further hurts your argument. And you're seeing, you know, gold sell off once again. Now, will gold at some point be a good? Well, you know what? I'll let the app tell me. But it's been telling me for the last 3.5 years to completely avoid it. It's not the place to be. Instead, ownership in American companies of different shapes and sizes, mostly medical-related companies, has been the place to be. And that's one other factor, I suppose, that you got to keep in the back of your mind. I think the odds are pretty long of any kind of a repeal to Obamacare. There may be areas of Obamacare that become vulnerable, and that might affect some of the healthcare stocks, which have done so well over the last 2-3 years. So we'll keep our eye on that. But in the meantime, I like to focus more on my individual companies that are flourishing in today's economy. We just talked about a pizza joint that is flourishing for several reasons. Low commodity prices, a little bit more money in consumers' pockets, a low uninflation or a low unemployment rate at the current time, and Papa John's is flourishing because of that. Another stock that I found using my app, in fact, I found it several years ago when I first started using the app, when I first started experimenting around with it and looking at the stocks that it was pointing to, because it points to these stocks on a relative basis. On a relative basis, what are the best stocks now from a performance point of view? And if possible, which is possible with most stocks, a valuation point of view. Now you get into the biotechs with no earnings, and it's pretty hard to put a valuation on those companies, so we have to depend a little bit more on performance. But I can remember several years ago, my son and I, he works for me here at Gunderson Capital Management, I kept saying, what's this PCYC? The thing was like $8, $9 at the time. I said, this thing has been number one or number two in the app, and it just keeps rising, and it just keeps going up. And we finally did some research on it, and we found out that it was one of the most promising cancer stocks, biotechs, out there. And it's a company that hopefully will have a product, a big product someday, that will be wildly profitable. They already have about $500 million in sales, or even more than that. Let's see, about $500 million. $500 million in sales right now, and it is a stock that's been breaking out lately once again, PCYC, and it is a stock that I own here in my aggressive growth accounts. It's headquartered in Sunnyvale, California, which is a hotbed for innovation. Sunnyvale's part of that Silicon Valley, a hotbed for innovation, for creation, for technology, for advanced cars like Tesla, for advanced smartphones like Apple, and it's a hotbed for the biotech industry. And Pharmacyclics is just one of the companies that is headquartered there in that Bay Area. Pharmacyclics is currently a $10 billion company. So this obviously is one of the bigger players in the biotech industry. It's one of the more promising players in the biotech industry. I get a little bit nervous about a biotech stock that's a microcap. You know, there's a high degree of risk there. Some of those companies won't be around a few years from now. But when you've grown up to be at least a $10 billion company, you've got a little bit more staying power. You still have that risk that comes that's inherent with drug and biotech stocks. Somebody keels over from one of their drugs and sues, and they take the drug off the market, or one of their phase three trials doesn't live up to expectations, etc. That's why I like to have a pretty good diversity in this area of the market. I don't like to own just one or two biotechs, but Pharmacyclics is one that I own, and this has been one of the top performing stocks over the last 5 years. In fact, check this out. You take a look at where Pharmacyclics was 5 years ago. Okay, this is 2000. So you're looking somewhere in the $3 or $4 area that this stock was. And here's an argument for small biotech companies, because this one's obviously grown up. It's gone from $3 per share back in 2009 to a current read of $135 per share. No wonder it was showing up in my Best Stocks Now app. Like a Geiger counter, it was ticking. Like these guys that go down to the beach and they wave these things looking for treasure underneath the sand. This thing was ticking about 5 years ago. Tick, 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 tick. What the heck is this PCYC, Pharmacyclics? And boy, it sure did uncover a big winner in the market, which has gone, again, from $3 per share to $135. Now, if you annualize that, over the last 5 years, PCYC has averaged 131% per year. Boy, I wish my home went up like that. I wish my Roth IRA went up at that rate, 131% per year. This has been a good one. In fact, it gets a performance grade of A+. This is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. In fact, I think you would be very hard pressed to find a stock that's done better over the last 5 years than 131% per year. Index investors in the S&P 500, by contrast, have earned 14% per year. And over the last 3 years, the beat has continued. It's traveled at 118 miles per hour over the last 3 years. Now, the stock has been pretty dull for the last 12 months. I think it got way ahead of itself. Got as high as 169, something like that. And now it's come back. It's in the 135 area. It's gone through a very nice consolidation. It went through its first consolidation earlier this year from April to July, and then it broke out. And that's when I got back into PCYC. I don't like buying stocks that are in downtrends, and PCYC went through a terrible downtrend in the February-March area. That's about when Henry Waxman wagged his fingers at the biotech industry, saying they're charging too much. He specifically called out Gilead Sciences, which I don't think was a very good idea myself. You kind of want to encourage these companies to come up with more cures, like Gilead did with the hepatitis C. Who knows, maybe there's the cure for Ebola floating around out there. But I wouldn't wag my finger and say you can only charge so much for these drugs when you come up with them. Well, how much do they cost to develop on the one hand, Henry? And on the other hand, what kind of risk did they take? How many people have gone into a lab and spent a bunch of money and didn't come up with anything? There's a big risk in this industry. So that really sent the biotech stocks reeling for a couple of months. Pharmacyclics finally found a bottom, started going sideways, broke out, went sideways again, and now it's breaking out once again, and it is a stock that I own in my aggressive growth accounts. In fact, out of 3,930, it comes in at number 30 right now. These are the kind of stocks that I like. I like Best Stocks Now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. Just for fun, I looked up during the break what became of Henry Waxman's seat. You know, he served for 40 years, the west side of Los Angeles. 40 years. You know, I'm a proponent. I would like to see term limits. I just think that's way too long to be entrenched in a It almost anything, let alone an elected office. But he did buck the trend in that district. A Democrat was elected to succeed Waxman. It was Waxman's kind of hand-picked guy that he endorsed. Democrat Ted Lieu beat Jewish Republican Elon Carr. And this district in Los Angeles is the seventh most Jewish in the nation. Little trivia there, but the Democrat did win, succeeding Henry Waxman, who is retiring after serving for 40 years, a revered politician out of Los Angeles. Anyways, did your guy win this week? Did your guy lose? How do you feel? You know, the bottom line is I don't think you're going to see much change. They're going to continue to bicker and quarrel and probably not get a whole lot done. I don't see two sides that couldn't get along before all of a sudden getting along now. And I think they'll make overtures of saying, oh, well, yeah, we've got the nation's business to do here. We've got a lot of important items on the table that we need to get resolved. I don't know. I don't see a whole lot being resolved. But I do see this whole outcome this week as being positive for the stock market. And again, you got to have to look at your alternatives to stocks right now. I mean, your alternative, we've talked about cash at length this week, sitting in cash. Well, that hasn't been a good idea. You've had one of the greatest money-making opportunities in the market to come along in the history of the market. Over the last 5.5 years, the market has tripled, as measured by the S&P 500. So your $100,000 portfolio sitting in cash back then should be $300,000 today. Instead, if you were sitting in cash, number one, you've lost out to the big gains in the market, and number two, you've lost out to inflation, which has eaten away at your portfolio like moths by about 2 or 3% per year. But you've been able to sleep at night, okay? And there's something to be said for being able to sleep at night. Putting your money in CDs hasn't done a whole lot. In today's interest rate environment, wow, it's been tough for folks seeking income. Investing in U.S. Treasuries, you know, you've done okay. You're getting 2.3% right now, which is about the inflation rate, so you're just staying even, and you have a little bit of interest rate risk out there. I see interest rates personally going higher over the next 5 years as opposed to going lower, and that will eat into your principal. Real estate's been okay. I mean, the big boom coming out of 2009 is over. You're not going to see the 20% gains that you saw. We're settling more into that 5% to 6% area. And of course, the place to have been over the last 5 years has been the stock market, ownership in companies. If we take a look at the S&P 500 over the last 5 years, it's delivered a very cool return of about 14% per year. That's doubling your money every 5 years. So It's been the place to be. Now, obviously, investing is all about the future. What's the best place to be today? And that's why I call the show Best Stocks Now. The newsletter, Best Stocks Now, we go through it every single week, and I pinpoint for you, as a fishing guide on this harbor called the New York Stock Exchange, or the Dow, or the S&P, or the NASDAQ, whichever lake or bay we're fishing, I fish these waters every single day. I cannot even remember the last time that I missed a day of coming and fishing these waters. And I report to you every single weekend in my newsletter, which I send out to thousands of people every Friday evening or Saturday. You can get my newsletter by going to pwstreet.com. And if nothing else, how much has that newsletter been worth to you to keep you in the market for the last 5.5 years? I'm not one of the guys that's been saying to go buy gold coins, or to bury your money in a mattress, or to short the U.S. dollar, or to short the U.S. stock market. No, instead I said, hey, despite the world that we think should be out there, this is the world that is out there. And here's where the most favorable areas of the market are at the current time. And these are the areas where I would be invested at this point in time. Now, I encourage you to get other opinions, to read other periodicals, to read other newsletter writers, to read other professional money managers' advice, and then, you know, weigh it out in your mind and say to yourself, which one do I think makes the most sense? Which one's performing right now? Where can I make the most money right now? And which one suits my risk tolerance the most right now? Some people have a very low risk tolerance. For those folks, I would say to just step it up a little bit from the bond market and buy a good portfolio of dividend-paying stocks that have been going up, giving you capital appreciation, and they've been paying the income. I think my dividend portfolio right now yields about 3%. I publish it in my newsletter every single week. There's some defense stocks in there. There's some technology stocks. There's some pipeline stocks. It's just a mixed basket of stocks that I believe are flourishing in this environment right now and at the same time paying income. You say, well, I'm way younger. I can afford to take a little bit more risk. Well, then I get into the pharmacyclics and the Domino's Pizza and the Papa John's of the world and some of the cutting-edge technology stocks, the Skyworks of the world, and those are the aggressive growth stocks that are out there. You say, well, I just have a 401k at work. I'm limited to mutual funds. Well, that's important, too. Being in the right mutual funds is also important. You've done very poorly in your precious metals, your natural resource funds. You haven't wanted to have any exposure there. And you haven't wanted to have a lot of cash. Where do I think you should be invested now? Go to my website at pwstreet.com. We'll send you the newsletter. And my main thing is being a money manager. You can reach me at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.